It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Now, there are thousands of options out there to improve the look and feel of our skin. And most of us at a certain age want only one thing is, of course, we want to reverse our skin age. We want to look younger. Well, my next guest is a board-certified dermatologist, and he is here to share the top 5 must-tries beauty trends of 2015. And I can't wait to hear them. Please welcome to the show Dr. Sanjeev Sani. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I want to know these 5 must-try beauty trends for the new year. Let's start with number 1. What shall we be doing?
Oh, one of the things is peel away the past and trying out, if you've never had a gentle peel like a glycolic acid peel, those are wonderful to be able to take away dead skin from the surface. And getting a refreshing glow and healthy skin. I'm a personal fan of those. Twice a year, I'll just get a series of those, and I get compliments every day on how my skin glows and how nice it is.
Well, can you use like a weekly exfoliation formula? Can you do that too? Or are you talking more about, yeah?
Yes, you can, definitely. The thing is that with exfoliation, it depends on the product specifically, and that's where I oftentimes recommend that someone comes in and they actually let us guide them, either with my esthetician or with myself or one of my staff, so we can actually gear it around. Because it's not just doing exfoliation, it's also being on a good skincare regimen. And I always tell people the skincare regimen you're on is the foundation of a pyramid. And that foundation has to be really good. So if you do exfoliation and you overdo it, then you can't use certain creams that actually may benefit with the aging process.
Good point. Now, how about those rotary cleansing machines that everyone is starting to buy and talk about? You can even get it at Costco these days. It's the one where it cleans out and exfoliates your skin. Do you recommend those units?
Yes, but you know what's fascinating? There's a company that actually has a patent on the frequency. Those ones that just spin in a circle, all they're doing is spinning in a circle, but there is actually one, and I can't mention the name right now, but they have a patent on their technology, and
right. It's
just that actually does effectively clean out the skin.
Right, doesn't it use a... Doesn't it use sonic waves?
Exactly.
Good. Thank you.
It's brilliant. And when you actually see the results of using it daily, it's absolutely stunning. I mean, it really will make the skin glow.
I'm so glad you say that because I use it myself, Dr. Sani. That's great. I mean, goodness, I'm over 50. I'm 53 this year, so I do everything. So, you know, this is like my favorite subject. I even have a skincare company, Purigenics, just so that I can help my own face. So tell me, what's the next must-try beauty trend in 2015?
Next one is using a low-irritant makeup product. The one that we have is a mineral-based product, and that women just love. It's a glow mineral makeup, and that one I've had patients just compliment on how it doesn't irritate the skin, doesn't aggravate their aging process also, and especially avoiding eyeshadows that have sparkles in them. Oftentimes this time of the year in the East Coast, the weather tends to dry out, and to avoid that crinkly kind of look to the eyes, you want to avoid things that have the sparkles. The sparkles are fish scale essence and mica, and those actually, underneath the microscope, are actually little teeny tiny razor blades. So especially this time of the year, I always tend to recommend women go to matte finish makeup products.
Oh, that's a great, great tip. I am a true believer that I think too much makeup can actually destroy the skin, dry it out, and even possibly hyperpigment your skin. Do you think that's possible with all the makeup that you apply?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting because some makeup products can aggravate acne. And sometimes when I'll see patients who've got this fine kind of acne breaking out, they may have been on a certain makeup product line for a year, and the biggest problem is that because it occurs so slowly and gradually in some cases, women may not connect that, oh, this was a product that actually aggravated my skin. So going back and changing it around. So that's with people who have very sensitive skin, I always recommend hypoallergenic, meaning low irritancy with their makeup products, and also non-comedogenic. Those are the two words to look for, and that basically means it's not going to irritate the skin, and it won't cause acne. It won't plug up the pores.
Great. You know, Dr. Sani, many, many years ago when I was in high school, of course, you know, being a girl, we all wanted to apply the makeup and eyeshadow. Well, boy, did I have a major wake-up call. Back then, my eyes swelled up, was so itchy, and I found out that it had to do with red dye in the makeup eyeshadows. A lot of people are allergic to that, aren't they?
Yes. In fact, there are people. What you had is not very, very common, but it is, it's definitely heard of. So that's one thing to be very careful about. And knowing what can break someone out, that's one of the key things, because every time you get exposed, it can get worse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was like so gung-ho about it. I even blogged about it on my website. And what I found is that it's the, you'll be surprised, you know, blues. I can't wear blue, purples. I mean, these are all, you know, colors that young people I wouldn't even wear it anyway. But, you know, and they all have the red dye. So you got to be careful. You got to really read your labels. So what else? What's the next trend that we've got to remember?
Next one is avoiding invasive surgeries, because the state of the art with lasers and light-based technologies have just dramatically improved over the last several decades. And IPL, which is intense pulse light treatments and lasers, they're slightly different, but basically they're light-based treatments that can do everything from removing redness on the face to doing lines and wrinkles. And the thing is, literally, we can go from where someone can walk out of the office, have a treatment, and have no redness whatsoever, and it can be done very gently. Or if someone has very deep lines and wrinkles, the technology is so great with these fractionated lasers, someone can now have a treatment done. They basically, the worst is they're red for about a week, and one or two sessions with this heavier laser, they can actually remove lines and wrinkles with minimal downtime now. That's the thing that's so exciting. And, of course, the technology for hair removal lasers has just really, it's just stunning. I mean, these lasers can do a total body hair removal within less than an hour now. That's how fast some of these lasers are. I mean, we're talking top, all the way down. If someone wanted to get their total body hair removal, these technologies are just stunning. I'm so excited about these now.
That's great. I mean, that's a total body makeover for sure. Oh, we only have 60 seconds for the last two. If you can give them, that'd be awesome.
Sure, absolutely. Last two, the latest trend and the latest advances in laser are fiber optic lasers. These can now be used through three tiny holes to tighten the neck in a way that nothing else could except a facelift. It's not as aggressive as a facelift, but it's minimal downtime, and it also takes 1 hour to do. So these are the new technologies that are out now with lasers advancing so much.
Thank you so much. You know, for more information, these are great advice. You know, you could do this without having any downtime. For more information, please visit my Wellness for Life page on Radio MD. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.